Science begins as philosophy and ends as art. It arises as a hypothesis and flows into achievement. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Science begins as philosophy and ends as art. It arises as a hypothesis and flows into achievement. Just what is philosophy? Philosophy is the pursuit of wisdom, the evolution of thought. How glorious that is when we seek out wisdom in ourself, and then by our thought, we evolve that philosophy into something meaningful in our life. Science begins as philosophy. And what is science? Science is knowledge, pure and simple. Science is knowledge. But it begins as a philosophy because knowledge is how we conceive of what we see, what we hear, and what we know. What is it that you see, hear, and know? Do you see that you are created out of the infinite cosmos and that you are part of that infinite cosmos, that you're part of that allness? Can you conceive of yourself as being this marvelous expression of all? Well, most of the time, the answer to that is no. And the reason the answer for that is no is that we fail to recognize that all those things that we would like to know and would like to be, we are right now. Think about that. Science is all knowledge. And knowledge is put together in the wisdom, and that's philosophy. And with that philosophy, we're thinking of the evolution of thought. How does our thought go from point awareness to point expression? From point awareness to point achievement of what we're doing? Well, it goes that way by our thought. How do we think about anything? We think about the Big Bang Theory. We think about all of the ideas that go on in the world. We think about how the sun rises and sets. We think about how we are part of a galaxy of wonderful planets and stars, and how we are in a universe, and that universe is in a multi-series of universes. That universe is all around us, doing all sorts of things all the time. That universe is expressing itself in our life in beautiful, dynamic ways. And then, because we have all this knowledge, all this science, and because we are philosophers, because we do think, it ends up as an art. It ends up as an art of how we think about it. And many times people say, oh my goodness. Many times people say, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. What is it that we are thinking about? What is this art that we are coming up with? What is this achievement that we're becoming aware of? And we wonder at ourselves at what it could be. It's the evolution of thought. It's thinking from one point to another. We think of how the world began, and we think, where is it? We think of how it is. And then let's just sort of bottle it all up into the idea of it being ourself. We say that philosophy, this science, this wisdom, the love of wisdom, the pursuit of wisdom, this evolution of thought, takes place in our own individual being. Now, we have within us the capacity for all knowledge. We have within us the capacity for all understanding. But do we understand even part of it? Do we understand even a little bit of it? And the answer is, we can and we do. But we don't need to. We don't need to understand anything. All we choose to do is to live it. And how do we live our philosophy? How do we live our thought? How do we live aware of our reality. What is the evolution of our thought? The evolution of our thought resolves itself in awareness, knowledge, and application. So we have the awareness that we are human beings, and we think, that's interesting. And then we also have the awareness that we are divine beings, and we say, my, that is really something fantastic, because to be a human being is quite lovely and quite amazing and quite fantastic in our life, but to be a divine being, that goes beyond anything we can conceive for ourselves. So we let the evolution of thought carry us through the idea that we are divine beings. And we say, what is a divine being? How does a divine being live and function in the universe? How does a divine being relate itself to other divine beings? Does a divine being operate solely as a unique, one-pointed individual, or does it harmonize with all the other divine beings of the universe? And, in truth, it is only as an individualistic, ideal subject by itself, with no relationship to any other being on the earth, no other being in the universe, because a divine being is beyond all that. A divine being flows so beautifully and so fantastically and so marvelously beyond the limits of what we might say is a limit, because there are no limits. Now our philosophy is working itself into the remarkable way that it has become an art. And we're making the conscious use of the skill and the creative imagination that we are, and we're making a personal, unanalyzed, creative power of what's going on. We're looking at ourselves and we're saying, we have the power to be all. We don't have the power to be all. We already are all. We have the opportunity to be aware that we are all. We have the opportunity to be aware. This is our conscious use of the skill and creative imagination within us. We have the conscious use of that opportunity. We can know who we are. Now we say we're divine. Saying we're divine puts us on a pretty high level of consciousness. And on this high level of consciousness, is there a limitation? None. Is there an opportunity to be aware of more and more of our reality? Yes, every single moment of our life. Is there any power? We are the power. We are the creative power. We are the imagination. We are the skill. We are the conscious use of that skill. When we say, I am divine, I am whole and perfect, I am the reality of all. And as we keep saying these things, we're making thoughtful conclusions. We're making hypotheses that tell us who and what we are, and that tell us where and how we function and what goes on in our world. It's a wonderful and a beautiful experience because it keeps us moving so quickly, so beautifully, so marvelously. Yes? It arises as a hypothesis and flows into achievement. We make a hypothesis that I am divine. Well, what a wonderful hypothesis that is. That's a thoughtful conclusion. That's a most marvelous result. And it's true. And then to have it flow into achievement, achievement is the result of our mental and physical effort. Achievement is the result of our mental and physical awareness, our mental and physical acclimation to who and what we are. Am I ready to claim this mental and physical expression of who and what I am? Am I ready to let this happen to me? Am I ready to see science begin as philosophy and end as an art in my thinking, in my ability to think, in my evolution of thought? And to have this all arise as a hypothesis that says, I am divine, I am wonderful, I am grand and good, and then to flow into an achievement of being grand, being good, being divine, being all those things, and never failing from that calling. Oh, we are grandly made indeed. We are wonderfully created. We are wonderfully put forth into the universe. And as we are wonderfully put forth into the universe, we are grandly revealed in the universe as something so fantastic, something so marvelous, something so outstanding that we can hardly put our hands on it. We can hardly put our thought on it. And so we let go and become boundless and become the art of the consciousness, of the skill, of the creative imagination that we are, the personally unanalyzed creative power that we have, which lets go and says, yes, whatever strange, wonderful, beautiful, crazy thoughts come into my mind, that is my reality. The world might not appreciate that, might not be aware of it, but after our expression of it, after our demonstration of it, after our achievement of it, through the result of our mental and physical efforts, after that is finished, they look at us and say, yes, the man recently came up with the thought of the relativity, and everyone applauded him. Some did not. Some tried to prove him wrong. But as the creator, Einstein, he says, well, I like it if you can create it wrong. Meanwhile, it's right. Until you can create that it's not right, then it's right. And it is what my belief is. It is who I am. We all are like that. We all are able to come up and say, I am divine. I am beautiful. I am magical. I am the allness of life. And because I'm the allness of life, I am expressing it in every avenue of my being, and it is wonderful and glorious and good and beyond anything I could ever conceive could be. I live in that awareness. I live in that life. I know that science begins as philosophy and ends as art. It's just natural. Science, knowledge, begins as thinking about that knowledge, pursuing the wisdom, the evolution of the thought, and it arises as a hypothesis and flows into an achievement. It arises as the thoughtful conclusion, and it flows into our consistent belief in that conclusion to bring it forth in our life, in our affairs, in our world, every single moment. And we can, and we do it, and it's wonderful, because that's who we are. We are this glorious self, this glorious realization that all we are is philosophy revealed as art and achievement now.